Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We just want to know those common everyday products that you splurge on. 644-9850.
Yeah, Carson Jewelry, we don't really fit that
now,
thing.
That's all my right. Splurge, so I'll go, I like Poland Spring bottle water over just like
store
the,
brand?
Just the store
or
brand
tap?
Water. Or
funny
tap?
Thing, the store brand outsells it 2-1.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah.
I just like the taste of it better.
Kanye West presented the, do you want Perrier or do you want the Fiji water, which... So you're going with, you would have been in a Poland Springs water bottle costume.
But I'll do Fiji if I'm buying my bottles of water, but
yeah.
I do Poland Springs
for the house. I'm going to blindfold
you
and see
if
you can taste the difference.
Oh, Weeze, I could totally.
You can? Okay.
I absolutely 100% could.
You had her
the
blindfold.
Other thing, yeah, just blindfold me, please. The other thing I would say my everyday splurge item is,
Starbucks.
No, that's necessary.
No, that's a splurge. That's a high-priced thing.
It is.
And people line up to do it.
They do. 644-9850. What is your everyday splurge? We go to the phones. Hi, Kiss.
Hey.
Hi, Ellie. What's your everyday splurge?
I definitely have to get a fresh juice from Asker's.
Oh, yeah. And so what's your order there?
I get the green juice, and I need a ginger shot, too.
Which Asker's location is your go-to?
Totally.
You know, I'll tell you, the ginger shot, there is something in that that just makes it all right, isn't there?
Yeah, I think it just is like keeps you clean, keeps you healthy. I feel like if I get a cold coming on, I do a couple ginger shots, I'm good to go.
I love that.
How things change. I think that used to be a Just Pizza location years ago.
And it's they've done such a nice job with that location. Yeah, it's amazing. Kelly, what's your everyday splurge?
Hi, good morning. Well, it's kind of hard to narrow it down to just one. I probably have a couple that I could name. But coffee is definitely the biggie for me.
Where is your coffee of choice from?
Well, lately, Tim Hortons because it's convenience, but Underground Coffee in South Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. The people there are so nice, and I guess that kind of makes it a little easier to justify because you're supporting, you know, a local business and
is
whatnot.
Is that the place that used to be a funeral home?
Yes. Yep, it's right across from Gene McCarthy's.
Oh, yeah.
It's down from Tesla. Yeah.
Very nice. And so the coffee is one splurge. Give me one more.
Running shoes.
Running shoes. Good. That's a good problem.
Yeah, you got to splurge on running shoes. That's
yeah. How often do you switch yours out?
I usually have like 2 or 3 pairs going at one time, so I'm rotating.
Mm-hmm.
This
time of year, my sneakers, my workout sneakers go from workout sneakers to, okay, I'll go outside in these and they can hit soil and get dirty and I won't care.
Yeah, I try to like reserve an old pair for the sort of kicking around the house types of things. But then like you get into, you need a pair of shoes for trail running, and then you need a pair like for your treadmill workout.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you're legitimately using them to run?
I love it. Yeah.
Not everybody does.
Yeah.
Elena, you're on Kiss 98.5. What's your everyday splurge item?
I have to have breakfast from McDonald's every day.
Yummy. What do you get?
A breakfast burrito and a hash brown.
A breakfast burrito?
And a hash brown.
Nice.
I have to have my breakfast.
And then do you get a coffee from McDonald's also?
No, I am not a coffee drinker whatsoever.
That's so funny. So what bite comes first, the hash brown or the breakfast burrito?
The hash brown. I eat the whole hash brown first. And then the breakfast burrito.
Then you move to the breakfast burrito. Yeah,
you want to get the throat
choice.
All slippery with
well,
the hash
brown. Well, and you don't want that hash brown to get cold.
No.
And those cold.
No,
those,
and sometimes they're too hot. You got it. You're playing that little hot game. Like
yeah.
I'll take the burn because it's so good. That's not a big splurge. Like, that's a pretty pretty economically sound breakfast.
What's your breakfast total each day?
I can't splurge with a lot of money, so I splurge with a little.
Okay, that's cool. And so does it come out to something exact?
It's about $4.29 every day because I get they have the dollar drinks, so I get a large lemonade.
Okay, there you go. Is there ketchup on your hash brown? Last question.
No, please.
No, see, I would have ketchup on my hash brown if I was you, Elena. Thanks. Abby, you're on Kiss 98.5. What is your everyday splurge?
The thing I probably splurge on the most would be, like, my skincare products. And I guess you can also consider it, like, an everyday item, but also, like, my lashes I splurge on.
No, but that's a necessity. That doesn't count. Don't give don't give guys even the idea that that's a splurge. We all have to talk about it like it's necessity. Like what? Of course you have to get that done.
What lash place
even
are you going
my
to?
Mom comments on it, and I'm like, but it saves me so much time in the morning. Uh-huh. I can roll out of bed and just run to work, and I'm fine.
What lash place do you go to?
I actually go to my best friend's sister, but she works at Western New York Dermatology, like the spa.
Nice.
And I go to her house to get it done, but she works there, yeah.
I like it. Thanks for calling. Iris, you're on Kiss 98.5. What is your everyday product splurge?
It is makeup.
Yeah.
But my justification is because I'm a server, I have to wear full face every day. So for me, it's makeup.
Putting on a show.
Do you do the baking?
I do it all.
Yeah.
Like
same.
30 steps.
Mm-hmm. Do you keep it all out or do you carry it with?
Oh, I keep it because I use really good products, so I don't ever really have to touch up anything.
What's your favorite loose powder, your loose translucent?
Oh, man. I actually use a cheaper version of that one because it's a Wet n Wild only because it's the only one I like for coloring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But everything I love, like the Fenty Beauty. Oh, my gosh. I live for Fenty Beauty foundation.
That's Rihanna's thing, right?
Yes, it literally can stay on for 2 days straight.
Yeah, isn't it weird though? Like, have you been buying?
Wait,
it from...
wait, hold on!
Look, she's giggling with me.
Why would what situation would you be in that you need 2 days of?
No, Jordan, don't ask that question.
Okay, sorry, just asking.
Back to the listener on the phone right now, Iris. Iris, when Rihanna came out with her Fenty line, at first I did not like it. They made some changes to it that now I'm a big fan.
Oh yeah, it definitely has changed.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Okay, so you're full facing it. All right, let's try. Ashley, you're on Kiss 98.5, your everyday product splurge.
Okay, so it's not an everyday thing, but eggs.
Eggs?
I love eggs, but I'm super picky about what eggs.
Okay, like, so eggs can be cheap. What is your premium high-priced egg choice?
I like the Eggland's best. And whenever we go shopping, my boyfriend's always like, just get the... you know, store brand cheap ones, but I can't. I don't like the smell of them, and that's
I'm
weird.
With her, and I'm cheap. She's
Eggland?
Right. I buy Eggland most of the time.
I feel like you're brown organic large.
You know what? I haven't tried the brown eggs. It kind of, like, I'm scared to. But just regular large white eggs, but Eggland's best.
Oh my
gosh. You can usually get them for $1.99 somewhere.
It's the same eggs.
And
they
usually go to Walmart.
They have an EB on there, which reminds me of that movie Hop for Easter Bunny, because they call them EB in the whole thing.
Yeah.
But Eggland's best. I tried them. I didn't tell the difference.
Yeah, Nick, you know
what's
what?
The difference?
The color. When you, like, I make them up into scrambled eggs. Well, my wife does. They have a brighter color. The Eggland's are brighter, and they taste a little better. I don't know why.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed the color.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well, you don't eat eggs. You're
vegetarian. I don't eat eggs.
Now, will I buy cheap eggs to mix it in recipes? Sure, but not when I'm eating them plain.
I wish I could eat eggs. Right. I can't get myself to eat.
No, we saw what happened the one time.
I know,
it's
gross.
Nice, easy protein.
Yeah, my sister, do you hard boil them, or what are you doing with your eggs?
I like them over easy.
Uh-huh. Oh. You know what? I love what I'm obsessed with, and I do this all the time. Have you ever bought one of those little one-serving egg pans?
No, but they're so cute.
Can I just tell you, they're so cheap.
They're annoying.
But no, they're so perfect to cook an egg. And if you like it over easy, it's literally, I'm telling you, it will change your egg game.
Yeah.
I promise you.
It would be perfect for a sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Buy it. If you don't like it, I'll buy it from you. Like, literally, it's that amazing. I'm obsessed with it. And it's got the
Snyder guarantee, folks.
It's the ones they sell them at the grocery store. They got the nonstick coating. Yeah, they're really cool. Alicia, you're on Kiss 98.5. Hey.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Everyday product splurge, Alicia.
I would say tattoos.
Tattoos. That's an everyday product. That's kind of an expensive splurge.
It is. I probably have about $13,000 worth of tattoos on me.
Wow, you are tatted up.
Wait, wait, how often are you getting tattooed? What's your schedule?
Right now I can't. I'm pregnant, so I have to wait like 7 months. But normally if you average it out from every tattoo that I have from the time I was 18 when I got my first tattoo, I'm about once every like 3 or 4 weeks.
Wow, that's insane. So are there any tattoos on your stomach or chest?
Yeah.
What have they gone from and to because you say you're pregnant?
My entire chest is done. My entire stomach is done. My entire back and my ribs are done. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a spot that's not done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, did the little bird turn into something more like a seagull because you're
pregnant, stretching
because your size is different?
Yep.
No, I pretty much went go big or go home. It started from my left shoulder, and I went 6 hours straight across, and
wow.
It's my entire.
That's correct. I want to talk more. Sorry, she's gone.
Oh.
Because it's not really an everyday product splurge, a tattoo.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, it is for her.
Every 3 weeks. Yeah,
wow.
But that's changing. I want more like, you know.
Paper towel.
Toothpaste, paper towel. I appreciate the call.
Toilet paper people spend money on that.
Yeah. Trisha, you're on Kiss 98.5. What's your everyday product splurge?
My name is actually Krista, but.
Oh, Crystal, hi.
I actually do juicing with a lady. It's Azalea's Juicery.
And where's that?
I pick them up at Native Pride. She actually has a bunch of different products there that you can buy just if you wanted to go there and test one out for the day. She makes meals. She makes chia seed pudding. She makes all different kinds of things. But,
so you splurge on
juicing.
Prepped meals and juicing.
Well, I don't do the prep meals. I just do the juicing. I actually had a heart problem, and I found this lady through my cousin. And she just juices, like, all vegetables for me daily.
Nice.
So and so how much? What is
I buy, every day I get a big juice and a small juice. So, I mean, the big juice is $5 for me and the small juice is $4. And I do that daily.
Totally reasonable.
And you said you had health problems. Did you see those health problems get better?
Yes.
Wow.
Definitely improving. Gives me so much energy. And all it is vegetables in there, sometimes a little bit of fruit. But
that's all it is.
Organic fruits and vegetables, and it's awesome.
That's cool. Kayleen, your splurge is what?
Well, I live in Angola, so my splurge would have to be gas because it's $2.99 out here, and I live 5 miles away from the res.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That is my splurge. But I also wanted to chime in about, like, the conversation with friends. I can tell you the difference. I have chickens, and the reason why egg ones are a little bit brighter and taste better is because probably their eggs, their chickens, are not caged in, rather than, like, the tops are how, like, they're super yellow. The brighter the yolk, the healthier the chicken, and the better the eggs will be.
Oh, I love that. And what about the difference between brown and white eggs?
There is really no taste difference whatsoever. It's just the chicken. So whatever, you know, chicken breed it is, lays that color egg.
So, I like, a brown-haired egg? Or a brown egg is like a brunette chicken?
I don't think the actual feather color of the chicken makes a difference. I think it's the breed, what she said.
Right.
My mom always bought brown eggs for whatever reason. That's how I grew up. I presented them to my kids, and they thought I was the devil.
Right.
And I'm like, what?
I have chickens that lay like a bluish-green colored egg, and still brown and black.
Yeah, that's a robin.
So it's a robin.
You're eating robin
eggs.
So
how many chickens do you have? This sounds interesting.
We're down to 6 right now.
Why? What happened to the other ones? Dinner?
Shh, dinner.
It's the circle of life. It happens.
The circle of life.
Yeah. Or honey, anything in the fridge?
Do they make a lot of noise?
Not yet.
All the time. But I don't have that many neighbors, and they're kind of far apart. So, and they have chickens also, so they understand.
And how many eggs a day do you get?
I will, right now, my babies, they're still babies, so they won't lay until December. So I'm getting about 3 eggs a day.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for calling. So your splurge is gas. Becky.
Hi. IT Cosmetics.
IT Cosmetics. And where do you get them?
I belong to a subscription that they come to my house every other month.
Oh, my goodness. That is the best delivery ever, huh?
Yeah. I'm a server, and I work in an office, so I kind of need to be, like, from the bar to an office, so I need it to last all day.
Right, and then you just smoke up the eye for later on, right?
Absolutely.
I love that. Those kind of boxes are fun ones to get. I'd splurge on that, too. Emily, you get the final say on what is your everyday product splurge?
My everyday splurge is definitely Bath and Body Works products, from the candles to the hand soap to the wallflowers. Every time I leave that store, I'm like sweating because I spend so much more. I'll be like, it's on sale. So I love that stuff.
Aren't they the kings of like the buy this many,
yeah,
get buy that go, many?
BOGO.
Yeah, the BOGO deals
buy one, get one,
are.
Buy two, get
where
seven.
They get you.
You
they
go do. In for one, you're walking out with a bag.
And then all of a sudden it seems like everybody needs their own hand sanitizer. Yes.
Yep. Yep, my kids got a rack of them.
I don't know what it is, but it is fun to buy. All right, well, thank you for calling. That's your Everyday Splurge.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.